From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. The co-pilot believed to have deliberately crashed a German Wings passenger jet into the French Alps, killing all 150 on board, was supposed to be on sick leave the day of the crash, but had evidence of an illness from his employer. Medical documents were found at Andreas Lubitz's apartment indicating an existing illness and appropriate medical treatment. Statement did not disclose what the illness was, but media reports have suggested he suffered from depression. Meanwhile, Colonel Patrick Touron of the French police said they are working to recover remains from the crash site, but they haven't found any intact bodies. Also in the news, a Saudi military spokesperson said that Saudi-led airstrikes against Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue as long as needed to protect the Yemeni government. Saudi Arabia is leading a regional effort to defeat the Houthis, who've taken over the capital and parts of the south, forcing President Abdulrahman Mansour Hadi to flee. Yemen has been stuck in violence and chaos since a popular uprising ousted longtime President Ali Abdel Saleh in 2012. Both the United States and Iran say tough decisions still need to be made in the nuclear talks aimed at reaching a framework deal by a Tuesday deadline. Iran wants international sanctions against it immediately dropped as part of the deal, while the U.S. and others say the sanctions would be lifted gradually. Iran and the P5+1 partners have said it is crucial to reach a framework deal before the March 31st deadline, but the hard deadline, they say, for a deal is at the end of June. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the humanitarian crisis in Syria has become increasingly grim. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos told the UN Security Council that the number of Syrians who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and the lack of medical care has already doubled from earlier estimates to roughly 440,000.
At a time when needs are growing and the humanitarian community should be scaling up its response, the government continues to put in place measures that are not practical and slow down our response. So far this year, the United Nations has requested access to 33 locations for the delivery of aid through interagency convoys. Only three have been agreed.
Amos asked the Security Council to make it clear to the government of President Bashar al-Assad that critical humanitarian aid is not getting to tens of thousands of people in need. UN and its partners providing aid to millions of people each month, including through cross-border operations. U.S. federal law enforcement agencies arrested two suburban Chicago men accused of trying to join the Islamic State militants while also plotting attacks in the U.S. VOA's Kane Fairbaugh reports.
To his sister, Monchaniqua Bates, 22-year-old Hassan Edmonds, and his cousin, 29-year-old Jonas Edmonds, were quiet introverts.
They stick to themselves. They're funny. As we would say, they're kind of weird.
But a Department of Justice investigation claims the pair wanted to support the Islamic State militant group and plotted to attack a military base in northern Illinois.
It's shocking that somebody that isn't within our own ranks would allegedly plan such deeds.
Illinois National Guard Public Affairs Director Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton says Hassan Edmonds was a soldier assigned to Gulf Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Joliet, Illinois.
Voters in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, voting today in national elections. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan and the ruling PDP party are facing a tough challenge from the opposition APC and its presidential candidate, former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Polls have indicated the race is too close to call. VOA's Peter Clotty in Abuja.
There is an uneasy calm. People are worried about the outcome of the election and how supporters of the losing party will react if their presidential candidate is defeated.
Mr. Jonathan, who is 57, is a Christian from the Niger Delta oil region in the south, while 72-year-old General Buhari is a Muslim from the north.
That's the latest world news from VOA.